You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we're talking a ending to the weekend war. Over the weekend, Ye declared war essentially on Adidas and the current terms of his relationship with Adidas, and we talked about this for a couple hours worth of content as we went through over 90 Instagram posts that Ye made, maybe over 100 Instagram posts that Ye made, where he was really going at Adidas, Gap, and where his kids are going to school, and eventually boiled that down to just focusing on Adidas. And he had many, many posts complaining, especially about Daniel Cherry here and the way in which Daniel Cherry, since being hired by Adidas a couple years ago, has come in and kind of ruined the relationship. And Ye trying to figure out or stating the ways in which the relationship could be fixed without him leaving altogether. So he was ready to leave and start his own thing, which the last video we made was about this, where he posted, "I need a shoe company," like how Jamie Salter bought Reebok, "or I'll take over some shoe factories." And then he posted this, "San Antonio Shoemakers." And it seemed like maybe he was going to buy San Antonio Shoemakers, or they had reached out to him. I can't imagine if you're San Antonio Shoemakers and you know nothing about this, and suddenly you're getting bombarded by Kanye fans that are just like, "Is Kanye buying your store?" And they're like, "What? What?" Like, we have no idea. But a few hours after he posted this, it was quiet for a bit. Ye sent this. "I could hear the joy in my team's voices today. Adidas don't want no more smoke." So Ye was just blowing them up so much that Adidas was finally like, "Yo, chill. I'm thinking of the Power remix, right? Where Swizz Beatz, you know, good old Swizz here, starts telling Ye like, "Yo, like, calm down. You killed it. You crushed it. Like, that was fire. What a good song. If you've never heard the Power remix, you need to listen to the Power remix. It was a Good Friday's only release, and Good Friday songs have never actually been officially released, which is really annoying on streaming platforms. But you can find it on YouTube. Just go and listen, and you'll be like, this is amazing. How have I never heard this? But he's saying Adidas don't want no more smoke. The movie credits are rolling, as in this is the end of this story, right? This war wasn't about money. It was about control of our families, of our businesses, of our story, of our voice. I gave them the opportunity to settle this quietly. Now it's time for Gap, ... smiley face. So it's like Ye made all this fuss in the public arena to show the impact he can have and the way in which he can completely change the conversation and bring all this attention and focus that a lot of companies don't want, unless you're like advertising something or promoting something specific. Like, Adidas doesn't need this going on. So it's kind of in their best interest to figure out how to either break away from Ye or make him happy about staying. And we don't know yet what direction they took. But it just seems like Ye gave them the opportunity to settle things, and they did. And what that means, we'll find out at some point, maybe. I'm sure it'll become clear if Ye's not making Yeezys anymore, but people were already posting, I should have brought this up on What's Up Ever, that the fake Yeezys, the Yeezy adjacent shoes that Adidas had made that were of the foam runners and the slides, there were these shoes that looked like the foam runners, but they weren't slip-ons. They were actually shoes that kind of had the armor of a foam runner that was weird. And then they had their slides that looked like they were built from a topographical map or Legos. It was really strange, but they had the same almost exact silhouette as the slide. And as soon as people saw them previewed like months ago, people were like, wait a second. I remember feeling like, is Ye going to be cool with this? I guess maybe it's all like go team, we work together. But clearly Ye was not happy with it. But the web pages for both those kinds of shoes that were just Adidas's version of Ye's designs or iterations on Ye's designs have both been taken down. So maybe that was the starting points, or maybe those pages never existed to begin with and people are just over analyzing. That happens a lot too. It's like people go to KanyeWest.com and see there's a timer at the bottom of the page. This happens a few times a year and they'll post a West Sub Ever on Twitter or somewhere and be like, what's this countdown mean? Is something happening? And it's just a clock. It's always just been a clock. It's been a clock for like over a decade, but for over a decade, people have seen that clock and they've been like, oh, this must mean something. So maybe those shoes were never on the website to begin with, but if they were, they're gone now. So maybe that was a step in the right direction. And Ye did have these terms that he had posted earlier in the day and then deleted. So this was briefly up and then it was down. So it was the terminate contract, take back IP. So anything that Ye and his team designed while with Adidas doesn't quite, it's not like Ye's outright ownership of IP. It seems like in the contract it could be, but it seems like the contract that they had, it wasn't. So that's why Ye wants his IP back. It might actually even be Adidas's IP. So if Ye quits today, Adidas could keep putting out 350s. So that's something that Ye didn't want. And then Adidas pays $2 billion to Ye for stealing IP and damages to brand, mental health, social standing, family, emotional abuse, blackmail, not operating stores, lying about factory capacity. And then Ye owns and operates Yeezy going forward. He already owns and operates it, but it seems like at least within Adidas, there have been, and it might have been Daniel Cherry himself, people operating Yeezy without Ye's okay. He was supposed to have full say about what was released, how it was released, the naming, colors, all of that. And obviously, Adidas has been releasing things without Ye's consent. So I think that's what he means by, like, I'm going to operate it. That was the deal in the first place, and that's what it's going to be. If I'm not approving things, I'm not approving things. And then Ye will decide Adidas's future role, collaboration and or manufacturing, and Adidas would get cost of manufacturing plus 10%. So you would imagine that maybe some of this is what made it. If it was a negotiation, they found the ways in which they could make Ye happy without maybe doing all of this. Or maybe they caved and thought all of that was reasonable and gave it to Ye. Or maybe he got his release. Whatever happened, Ye was at least happy and his team was happy. So there's that. And then you could see this like coming soon. It's like the teaser at the end of the credits, right? So it's just like, dear Ye, your legal team recommends that we refrain from posting anything on Gap for another 10 days. So he just said 10 days. So that would put us, what, next Thursday, middle of the week. And who knows why that is. It's like the initial announcement that Ye was working with Gap, I think was June of 2020. Is that it? That was West Day Ever. July of 2020, May of 2020. I think it was July 1st or July 4th of 2020 was when the Yeezy Gap partnership first got announced. And then the first time we actually got anything from the Yeezy Gap partnership was like August. Was it late July, August, September of 2021? So I'm not sure what like another 10 days is. It just mean like it gives it the legal team enough runway to kind of build up what they're going to say. Is it something in terms of the current contract standing and you should wait 10 days because we passed this date and that now allows us this negotiating leverage? We'll see, but mark your calendars because it might be, I would expect at least, that for 10 days, Ye is going to kind of be quiet on Instagram and then come back full force. And we'll see what happens when that happens. The reason why his he said this, the energy. So this is Swizz Beatz. And it's just like, you know, what great energy. Earlier, Ye was changing his profile photo to all of this Adidas executive board or consulting board, but putting the photos upside down, almost like when you hang the cross upside down because it's supposed to mean the devil. I don't know religious stuff, but he put their photos upside down as kind of mocking them. And he was cycling through, like he started with Jing and was moving to different people. I think he had like four or five different ones before eventually settling on Swizz and like Happy Swizz. But it's also the end of an era. This is the first time in over a year Ye's changed his profile picture from the all black, right? So I wonder if that means it's safe for the rest of us to change our profile pictures from the all black to something new. But yeah, we'll see what happens in 10 days. Or maybe Ye's just on a roll now. Maybe he's not going to stop. Maybe he's feeling good, feeling like victorious, and is just going to be posting every day, posting some memes, having some fun. We'll see, and we'll cover it. You know, stay tuned for more videos. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, comment. All of that goes a long way to helping us. We also have our movie channel, Film Colossus, that we're trying to build up. We hit the 1,000 subscriber threshold that we need. 4,000 watch hours is the next one we need, and we are so far away from it. So if you can head over, there's going to be a link down in the comments to the Film Colossus YouTube channel and just watch a video, get us some watch time. That would go a long way. That'd be huge. So thank you very much. Until next time, stay wavy and, you know, keep it loopy. Cheers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.